Welcome to today's program. Simply listening to these CDs gives you little. To be successful, you need to get involved and participate actively in the exercises. Give yourself enough time. The exercises are very easy, but don't underestimate them, because they might just bring you to a turning point of life. Now I like to tell you an experience I had 27 years ago. I was traveling in India with my children. We visited the yoga teacher Gurumai Chitvilasananda in her ashram. One night we accompanied Gurumai on a hill, where we all sat down around a big fire and watched the flames. Gurumai was sitting slightly behind us in the shadows and asked us a question. How can man always find comfort? We gave her a number of answers, but none of these satisfied her completely. Gurumai kept on asking us the same question. Get up, study the fire, and contemplate the question. How can man always find comfort? We couldn't find the correct answer. The answer she wanted to hear was, a man can always find comfort in gratitude. At first, I didn't really know what to make of this answer. I simply let my brain register it. Some days later, I was at an Indian fire ceremony, a yajna. It was a great visual, acoustic experience and of immense energy. But rather than having fun at the party, I was angry with someone. Anger is an emotion that doesn't leave you much freedom. I intended to have a good time at the ceremony, so I tried to reject this anger, but without success. That's when I remembered the possibility of finding comfort in gratitude. But anger and gratefulness and gratitude are completely opposite emotions. How can I feel gratitude when I'm angry? In my emotions, I have a very limited freedom. However, in my choice of words and thoughts, I have complete freedom. So I started to recite words of gratitude inwardly. I'm grateful that snow is white. I'm grateful that trees are green. I'm grateful that my car's red. I'm grateful that whales have blue eyes. I'm happy that my pillow's soft. At first, these were sentences of not great meaning, but as the minutes passed, their contents started to become richer. I'm grateful that I can learn something. I'm grateful that I have a good relationship with my children. I'm grateful that here are people whom I love. I'm grateful that there are people who love me. I'm grateful to being here. And so on and so forth. After several minutes of this mental exercise, I was invaded with gratitude and felt no more anger. I got completely involved in the yajna ceremony and had a great time. A dose of gratitude that comes from your heart is enough to change your energy. With the word gratitude but no heart, you'll find you'll have to repeat the word gratitude many times before permitting your heart to feel it. You'll be surprised for how many things you'll be able to feel gratitude. With this topic on gratitude, I'd like to start today's course. as a preparatory exercise in order to create a basis on which to work on and to develop oneself. We'll now do the exercise together. Don't worry. I won't use sentences that might create conflict in you. Only gratitude. Sit down, close your eyes, and relax completely. Now, mentally, repeat with me. I'm grateful for being able to see a starry night. I'm grateful for the immensity of space. I'm grateful for the sight of the mountains. I'm grateful for being able to sing. I'm grateful for the song of a blackbird. I'm grateful for being able to see the sea. I'm grateful for the friendship of an animal. I'm grateful for being able to see the beauty of a flower. I'm grateful for being able to smell this flower. I'm grateful for being able to feel the sun on my skin. I'm grateful for being able to feel the wind in my face. I'm grateful for being able to listen to the rain. I'm grateful for the beauty of nature. I'm grateful for the people whom I love. I'm grateful for the people who love me. I'm grateful for being able to enjoy life. I'm grateful for being able to learn something. I'm nearly certain that the power of these words of gratitude has created a positive energy in you. Gratitude is a starting point for your inner harmony. Try to maintain an attitude of gratitude in your life. Praise of the world will give you opening, space. With all my heart, I wish you to recognize the beauty, greatness, and strength of your inner nature. I wish your feelings, thoughts, and actions to be on the same wavelength as your fundamental goodness. I wish you to have complete confidence in your fundamental goodness. I wish you lots of love, and that you may learn to fill your own being with joy. I wish you to be happy for no particular reason. Today we'll sing the mantra Om Namah Shivaya. This mantra is in Sanskrit and comes from the Hinduist yoga tradition. In our current language, it means that I honor pure consciousness. We've chanted and recorded this mantra here at home with some friends of mine. I invite you to chant it with us. Keep your eyes closed. This will give you the possibility of immersing yourself in your own inner space. At the end of the chant, we'll remain seated and enter meditation. Today, we won't be using a particular method, but we'll simply remain seated in silence with our eyes closed. Remain in this silence for a time span of about 20 minutes. We'll now chant Om Namah Shivaya. Thank you.
Sri Ram. Amen.